Morning, good morning. You can hear me in the background here. I am meeting a Nikon. Barbara Dixon's joining me in the studio. Barbara, good morning.
Good morning. I didn't realise we were going out live there. I'm doing a little sound check.
You're all right. That's what pros do, girl. That's what pros do. You're in town. You're doing some gigs. You're going to be in Ballymena. You're going to be in the Lyric Theatre as well. I'll get to that shortly. But you know, first of all, I've spoken to you on the phone before. This is the first time we've met face to face. And I'm not just saying this because we are face to face, but I admired you when you were on Top of the Pops and doing all the things that you used to do.
Yeah.
And I've looked at those album covers and I've thought to myself, yeah, Barbara Dixon, she's bound to be a lot older now, but she's not.
You look
fabulous.
Silver-tongued Ulster man here, folks, alert.
Honesty.
That's a very kind thing to say. I 3 weeks ago, I had my 70th birthday.
Jeez.
And nobody was more surprised than me. A, I didn't think I was going to live till I was 70. Well, that was a great surprise and nice to know that. But also, I thought, I'm supposed to be grown up now. Anyway, one of these days I'll grow up, and it's such a privilege to play and sing and be good and be able to not have to make apologies for any shortcomings in my ability to perform at this great age.
You
wonderful.
Absolutely span the generations too, because you know, I was buying your records. I remember it being on like a blue single. Was it Arista or whichever record label you were on? But I remember going out and buying the, you know, paying the 45p and buying the songs that were in the charts. And I was on community radio at the time.
How interesting is that, true? So you remember actually doing that? Well, I was with a record company called RSO when I first became a pop star. That was Robert Stigwood's organisation. Very small artist roster. They had the Bee Gees, they had Cream and Eric Clapton, and one or two other acts, and me. And they got me because I was in the theatre and Robert Stigwood was producing the show called John, Paul, George, Ringo and Bert, which was written by Willie Russell. We're talking 1974 here, 1975. And that's why I was on that little little label, and it had a red label, actually, the 45. And then I was headhunted to CBS, and I went on to a label called Epic.
That's
and
the
I
blue
was
one.
With Epic. That Epic's was the blue,
the
pale blue
one.
And I was on that from about 1978 right through until the mid 80s.
Yeah, that's because I still decorate the house with singles all
in
neat lines.
Lovely.
So I can still pull out my Barbara Dixon songs.
They're things of beauty, aren't they?
They are. And, you know, I think the current generation are missing out on that vinyl. I know it's coming back to some extent, but not in seven inch format. But there's far more to Barbara Dixon than the woman who was on Top of the Pops. You're absolutely steeped in music, and people who go to your shows, they're taken on an absolutely fabulously wonderful musical journey.
Well, I'm glad you're describing it like that, because that's my intention, certainly, and I just hope people come away with that feeling. I came from, like most people of my age, I came through pop music as a school child, and then I went very, very hard into folk music. And most people I knew went to the folk club at that time, and I can't think of any contemporary of mine of the same age who wouldn't have gone to the folk club. And I'm sure it must have been the same over here to some extent, but it definitely was on the other side of the water. So I learned loads of music, gently learning how to perform. There was nothing. I didn't have to get up on a big stage and show off. I didn't have to do that at all. I was learning in a gentle environment, which was the folk club. And if I had to go in for competitions and stuff, I would not be sitting here today. So it was just really being gently nurtured. And
do you
that
honestly
is what
mean
the
that?
Yeah, of course I do.
Yeah, but do you mean if you were today 17, you wouldn't win X Factor with the voice you have?
I wouldn't be on X Factor because I wouldn't enter for something like that.
But you'd give it a real shake if you did enter it.
I would never have done it.
Do you not like the idea of kids going through
that? No, I don't like competitions. I don't think music is competitive. I don't like it. I don't particularly rate the artists that come out on top, and that's not my sort of thing. The sort of artists I like have never been the sort of people who would win talent competitions. because they're not, you know, they're not big show busy kind of acts. That's not what I like. I've always liked things that, if I may say, it's sort of, it's just a bit more subtle than that.
It's interesting you're touring here locally with a very special guest who absolutely fits that bill. Yeah. Anthony Toner's incredibly popular here, and you would never ever see him on a talent show, yet and all he's written some of the best songs that have come out of Northern Ireland.
Anthony Toner is a class act. I mean, when I first met him, when I first came over here, he came as my special guest. I didn't know his work at all, but he's now become my special guest on the other side of the water. And if he's free and if he can come, he comes and plays with us. And he's played just a couple of weeks ago in somewhere like Bury St Edmunds in Suffolk. So Anthony's been playing at Bury St Edmunds. Nobody in the audience knows Anthony from a bar of soap. At 7:30, he'll come on, and at 8 o'clock, they all know Anthony Toner. They'll all buy his album, and they, like me, think The Road to 5 Mile Town is one of the best songs they've heard for 20 years. And he's getting people writing to him now from Suffolk and from Yorkshire. You know, people who'd never have known him because of him being a very big fish in a smallish pond, which being in Northern Ireland has been for him. And I think half of the time it's just getting out there. If you've got a platform to show off your wares, then and to not compromise yourself, which he's not doing, but he's singing these beautiful songs to people wherever they are. They love it.
So people who go to your show this time round, they'll want to hear those hit songs, but yeah, they'll hear a lot more. So how does the show develop during the course of the evening?
Well, because I'm working with one musician, just think everything is very stripped down, much, much more stripped down than it would be with my big band. I mean, I've already been on tour February, March this year with my band when there's five of us on stage. But what I do with Nick, with just the two of us, is totally different. It's much more intimate. But I do sing Another Suitcase in Another Hole, and I do sing Caravans. I'm able to sing them very successfully in that format. So people are always happy because the most popular of all those old songs of mine is the Caravan song, the song written by Mike Batt. My audience, for some reason, they would be very disappointed if I didn't sing that song, and I do.
Do you do Wherever January, February?
No, I can't do that. Just if you think about the format of January, February, it needs percussion and bass and everything like that. So I do that with my big band. But with Nick, the show is much more song focused. It's not focused on production. It's focused on songs. So I sing some traditional songs. I sing two songs by Bob Dylan. I sing two songs by Jerry Rafferty. I sing a song of my own called The Hill, which is an homage to Arthur's Seat in Edinburgh because I now live in Edinburgh. And I sing the Caravans and Another Suitcase and Another Hall and other songs which fit into this intimate remit where people will go away and they'll go, that was just great. And we do have people saying, we love that. It was, they say how well I'm singing. They say how nice it is to hear the songs in the way that we are presenting them. So there doesn't seem to be any problem with just singing and playing with one other person. I play guitar and piano, and Nick plays piano and he sings. So we have everything well covered within the format.
You mentioned Jerry Rafferty. Jerry Rafferty is one of the great stories of, yes, I suppose, the music business. And in very many ways, a sad story. Were you always a fan? You're probably a friend.
Yes, I knew Jerry very well. And I first saw him, would have been in the end of the 1960s. I was coming back from a show in Irvine in Ayrshire, and I was on my way back to Edinburgh. I was with somebody, and I can't remember to this day who that person was. But I went into the Scotia Bar in Stockwell Street, which is down by the Clyde in Glasgow. I don't know Glasgow very well, but the Scotia was where all the musicians gathered. And I just went into the pub, and I could just hear, I'll never forget it, I just stopped in my tracks because I heard this person singing, and is singing with one, just an acoustic guitar, and I went, who is that? And they said, oh, that's he's a friend of Billy's. He was a friend of Billy Connolly. He'd met Billy by that time. And he said, he's a friend of Billy. He's called Jerry Rafferty from Paisley. And I said, oh, my goodness, that is wonderful. And he's probably singing, look over the hill and far away. Because he would just sing, looking up in the air with his guitar. And I could just see him to this day. And he was very, very, very special.
I'm also aware there may be some younger people listening to this programme who are thinking, who the heck is Jerry Rafferty?
Oh,
if you,
my goodness.
If you don't know Night Owl, if you don't know Steeler's Wheel, if you don't know Baker Street, if you haven't listened to Get It Right Next Time or stuff like that, you really are in for a treat if you've been first introduced to it. You'll also be in for a treat if you're at the Braid in Ballymena on Friday the 27th of October. Yep. Lyric Theatre here in Belfast, a Sunday night, the 29th of October, and it's the songbook of Barbara Dixon songs. It'll be a wonderful, wonderful night out, Barbara. I cannot believe you're 70 years of age. I cannot believe it.
Well, I've never been to Ballymena before. This is the first for me. I've been to the Lyric, so I'm really looking forward to that. And of course, my other gigs as well. I'm on tour for a week.
Yeah, so there's a series of others as well, which I will read out the full list when I get a screen up in front of me. I'll talk people through them all. But
that's wonderful, Frank.
I can see fans sending a few texts here. They're looking forward to seeing you. It's really nice meeting you, Barbara. Really nice.
Nice to meet you as well. And take care and good luck.
Thank you for coming by.